the word in texts. The New Testament reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath day, Jesus went right into the synagogue and started teaching. They were astonished at his teaching, since he would teach them on his own authority, unlike the scribes. Now, right there in the synagogue was a person possessed by an unclean spirit. It shouted at him, "Jesus, what the hell are you doing here? Have you come to get rid of us? I know you, who you are, God's holy man." But Jesus yelled at it, "Shut up and get out of him." Then the unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and letting out a loud shriek, it came out of him. And they were all so amazed that they asked themselves, "What is this? A new kind of teaching backed by authority. He gives orders to unclean spirits and they obey him." So his fame read rapidly throughout Galilee and even beyond. Love Your Enemy by Joy Cowley. I heard him say, "Love your enemy," and I thought, well, I did, sort of, at a distance, as long as I didn't have to talk to her or share the same room at any time. It wasn't that I hated her. It was just a matter of principle. I had to let her know that I didn't approve. But he kept saying, "Love your enemy," over and over, "Love your enemy." And I thought, well, maybe a bit closer wouldn't hurt. A telephone call, good morning, some questions of polite interest. No need to compromise principles. I could let her know that I held no grudge. He still kept saying it, "Love your enemy, love your enemy." So in the end, I had to go the whole hog. Suddenly, there we were, talking about feelings, laughing and crying and hugging each other. And I was healed of the wound I had given myself with my judgmental attitudes. So the next time he said, "Love your enemy," I knew clearly what he meant. My real enemy is self. And I know I need all the love and forgiveness I can get. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
Just imagine, here, today, one of you gets up and yells at the top of your voice, "Hey, Ken, what the hell are you doing here?" And Ken says, "Shut up." It's aggressive. It's confrontational. It's real. And it happened. And it's marked the gospel writer's way of saying, this one, Jesus, is on about things that are real, that do happen, and this is an important thing for us to reflect on for a moment. Some commentators call Mark the sandwich man. A sandwich is two slices of bread, you don't need me to tell you, and if it's made really well, special bread, and something special in between. And that's the style that Mark uses consistently through his gospel. Starting with something, then something meaty, and then coming back to the first bit. And the first bit has Jesus and some companions of his coming into the synagogue, like this place. And Jesus immediately coming to the front and teaching. And as is carefully recorded, the people commenting to themselves, he does this with authority. Not like the scribes. Not that this is a put-down of the scribes. The scribes were the experts. The scribes were the experts on the revealed tradition, the written tradition. But this one, Jesus, his authority was of a quite different kind. It was expansive. It was powerful. And that's one slice of the bread. This one, Jesus, speaks with authority and exhibits authority. The piece of meat or special flavour in between is what we might call with each other the exorcism. And it begins just as dramatically. An unclean spirit recognizes Jesus and uses those words that are so expressive. What are you doing here? And it's aggressive and it's anxious. Because if there's one thing about the demon possession, it is that they're on about darkness and even death. And what Jesus is on about is light and love. And the recognition has an anxiety as well as its own authority to it. And Jesus says very abruptly and very strongly, be quiet. And the spirit departs. And we come back to the other slice of bread. And they say, gosh, this man does that with authority too. He's got power. And the issue is not so much what he does with the spirit as what he does with this space. He takes control and brings light and calmness. He heals. The madness in those times? Well, not unlike these times. Especially for those of older culture, demon possession, a common phenomenon, but also symbolically, and for the writer Mark, people who were different, picking up our thread from earlier in the service. People have a bit of mud thrown at them. And Jesus comes with authority, setting them free. What are our current day madnesses? Unclean spirits, unquestionably mental health. Who here today does not know of a person quite possessed? Of a person who behaves and speaks irrationally? Of a person who's aggressive in language and in behaviour because of troubledness, a polite word for illness. Who doesn't know of a person who's somehow a bit different? And I'm not talking psychobabble here. Our job in following the way of Jesus is to do what he did. Not to become doctors or therapists, but to love openly. Especially to those who are connected with people who are bothered in their own troubled way. Where does Joy Cowley's reading come into this? Well, this is the connection that I make. Our enemies are not just those ones and things outside us. Sometimes they're those things inside us. And the task of following the way of Jesus is to bring calmness and to set free and to liberate. When you're given the task of following the way of Jesus, do you consider you're a bit small and insignificant for that? Not really up to the task of healing, companioning, loving? Jesus says, be quiet. And finally this. One of our madnesses, it seems to me, is our noise. Bit of a paradox. We've been complimenting Jesus on confronting a spirit. But one of our madnesses is the busyness of action and the clamour of voice and the lack of calm and quietness and indeed sacredness. That's where the healing of following the way of Jesus comes. Your task, dear people, like mine, is to companion others with calmness and with quietness and with peace. Amen. We say together the affirmation. Let there be respect for the earth, peace for its people, love in our lives, delight in the good, forgiveness for past wrongs, and from now on, a new start.